guess somebody is in a mood.
I'm not in a mood.
You are.
Well, I just don't like you telling me to do things that I really don't want to do.
Well, fine. So touchy.
And have you had people in your life that are like, that's the dad in Frasier. What's his name? Marty and Frasier, where you just don't want people to tell you when to eat, when not to eat, when you need to go out, when your appointments are. You want to take charge of your own life, even if you mess up a bit, because you have that feeling that you are in the driver's seat in your own life. And you want to give yourself that feeling. If you've always put yourself in the passenger seat and expect other people to make all the decisions for you and do things for you, then you handicap yourself. You make yourself more dependent, and that doesn't build self-esteem. And I catch that in myself. You know, there are things my husband will teach me on the computer, and I say, yeah. And I know I'm not focused, and he knows I'm not focused. I'm making myself dependent on him to call him down two days later to say, hey, there's something wrong with my computer. And he said, well, you write it down. So I do have a little pad beside my computer to try to fix that in myself. We all can use a little tuning up there. But what if you put your whole life on hold? And what if you think that there is no purpose in your life? You know, we all have moments or periods in our time when we get really bummed out like that, and we can pick ourselves up and move on. This particular person right now who emailed me is in that state, and hopefully it's just a transition state for her, that she can use it as a learning experience and move on. Here, this is from Janine. Hi, Dr. Kenner. I feel like my life has no meaning. I'm 24 and I haven't done anything. I graduated 2 years ago from the university and I'm stuck home, unemployed, can't find a job or pass job tests. I'm too shy and nervous at interviews. I had a lot of friends and we spent too much time partying. Now I'm too bored to go to a nightclub. I was dumped by my ex for no reason. I think he was only attracted to my looks. I am pretty. I have no friends anymore. I also failed my driving test. All I do now is date guys. I have no interest in activities. I'm depressed. I can't have any fun anymore because my life has no meaning. I feel like if I stop looking pretty or if I grow old, I will have nothing left. What can I do? How can I be happy? Janine. So she is in the pits. How does she get out of the pits? So first, Janine, your own subconscious, your mind is giving you red flags. It's giving you clues. It's giving you knowledge about yourself. And what you have learned so far, just some examples, that nightclub living, just going to nightclubs and partying all the time, is not a purposeful life. It's fine to do that. My husband and I dance. We do ballroom dancing, so we went last night. You know, it's fine to do that, to spice up your life, but it can't be your goal in life unless you're a dance teacher, unless you own the nightclub. So without your own chosen dreams and goals and purposes, Janine, where will your motivation, where will your energy come from? Think about waking up in the morning. If you have no personal trajectory, no personal goals, what does each day look like? It's like Groundhog Day, and you know that too well. The key that you need, Janine, is to realize that, and I had to do this myself, realize that it's up to you to set your own goals, your own dreams. Nobody can do this for you. I mean, your parent can tell you have to go to law school or you have to become a cook or you have to do X, Y, Z, and you can follow that path. It won't bring you the satisfaction. When you discover that you're your own guide through life, and you desire to be a good guide, then you want to start by being your own best friend, and you will enjoy your life a whole lot more. So here's my suggestion. You're not going to change overnight. None of us do. And if you're realistic about change, it's going to help you a lot. So number one, grow your own mind a little bit every day. For example, you mentioned that you have some difficulty with interviewing. Well, I know I didn't know how to interview. I can remember back to my college years and getting out of college. And I remember looking online, or I don't think we had online then. I know I still have the paperwork in a file that says interview skills. And I remember reading up on interview skills, and you have to practice them. You can practice them with a friend. You can practice them in a mirror. So you want to gain some confidence. You want to anticipate what questions a potential person on a job would ask you. You want to learn more about the job, and you want to aim at a job that's within your skill level, that has a little bit of challenge for you. So every day you're home, you could learn some skills and keep a little notebook and grow your knowledge. You could also study for the driver's exam again and keep studying and studying until the stuff becomes boring. You know it so well. It's just like if I ask you your name, you know your name. It's boring. You know, if I kept asking you your name and quizzing you on that, you know it. You know, it's like, get over it, Ellen. I already passed this test. So it's the same with a driver's license. Just study the material until it becomes boring, and then you're ready for the test. I know somebody, a friend of mine, who had to take the test twice, and big deal, even if you have to take it three times. Once you pass it, and you want to pass it with knowledge that you know the material. You don't want to just pass it accidentally because you happen to guess right. Another thing you could work on, Janine, to come out of your depression is to Google how to overcome shyness, or I have a little book here on overcoming shyness. You can do the exercises in it because you can learn how to, again, be your own best friend and get the skills to be a little more outgoing, to gain some courage. And keep track of your strengths. One of your strengths is you had the courage to email me. As down in the dumps as you are, your life has no meaning, you're 24, you graduated from college, you're still stuck home, unemployed, don't have friends, think that the only thing going for you is your looks, and you're afraid to get old. You know, you had the courage to email me and ask me that question. You are not shy in doing so. So you want to keep track. You can even have a little notebook on the side that's my strengths. And at first you might say there are none. Honey, look closer. You can't have zero strengths at all. You must have had one or two good connections with a friend at some point. So learn from experience. You know, it sounds like you might have wasted some of your years at college, but see if there's anything that's repairable. A lot of people throw away their college education. You know, that they don't desire to go there. They're just on autopilot. But you can go back to school. I know many people who've done that. Friends, you can choose one or two friends. You don't need a whole basket full of friends. Start with somebody that you can admire and you can grow with. You don't want to find someone whose life is even worse than yours, because you can pull each other down. And I would love for you to take a moment to imagine being able to look back on this period of time in your life and smile and think, wow, I've come a long way, babe. I've learned how to enjoy my life. And it is skill building. So you'll notice that taking even some of these steps will help you smash that idea that things are hopeless and you can't be happy. And taking action toward any healthy goal can inspire the most important person in your life, and that is you. Also, you can look into some professional help. You can go to the academyofct.org. That's on my website, drkenner.com too, the Academy of Cognitive Therapy. My final word is on your looks. It's lovely that you look beautiful. You want to make your inner world start to match your outer beauty. And you can enjoy doing that. You don't do that primarily to find a guy or to find friends. You do that so that you enjoy living with yourself little by little, bit by bit each day. You'll be building self-confidence, and secondarily, you will attract better people in your life. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. And baby, now we
got Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
A romantic relationship is a mutually beneficial trade, not charity or self-denial. If your partner has done something that has hurt you, consider the following in deciding whether to forgive. How serious or characteristic was the offense? Adultery or driving while drunk are extremely serious transgressions, as opposed to forgetting to pick up the milk on the way home from work. Sometimes the problem is not one big event, but a series of disappointments that form a pattern over the years, such as forgetting your birthday and anniversary every year, neglecting you, or constantly criticizing you.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.